Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Jody, the pandemic led to something unique in the history of WIP. Well, a lot of things unique.
What would that be?
That would be Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Came on our show in the early part of 2020 to promote Top Gun Maverick. Then the pandemic happened. It got shelved for 2 years. Oof. And then he came on in 2022
to promote
Top Gun Maverick. Imagine that.
He didn't say, can you just re-air it?
No. Yeah.
He actually came in again? That's
right.
Nice.
Speaking of movies being delayed, we've talked about this one when you weren't here. Jody, let's see if you can get this movie. Name, famous movie that got shelved for about a decade because somebody got shot. Movie was going to be made. Great script. They said, oh, that looks like it's going to be a big one. Someone got shot. And they shelved it for about 10 years.
10?
Roughly.
Wow, I got no idea.
That would be when Reagan got shot, they did not make In the Line of Fire, and they delayed until the early 90s.
Movie?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Malkovich.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
great
Malkovich.
Movie.
That was going to be made in the early 80s. And then Reagan got shot, and they said, well, we can't have a movie about the president getting shot. And that's why it came out in 93. I think it was 93.
Wow.
Like, yeah. So that was the backstory there. All right, let's get to
How about Renee Russo? Would she?
Oh, man, big fan of her.
Yes.
Talk about wheelhouse.
Very much so, yeah.
She is the wheel in the wheelhouse. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question. All right, Jody, you get to play the role of Richie here. How do you think people voted on this question? Will Ranger be a Philly next season? Yes or no?
Will. Not should.
Correct.
Because I said with you, those are two completely different questions.
Mm-hmm.
Will, less than 50%, how far down am I going? The last time I did this, I did well with this. I'm going to go on the nice round numbers. One-third, 33% say he will be a Philly.
You're basically there. You're not exact, but 65% say he will not be Philly.
Oh, okay.
And 30,
that was pretty close.
That's
nice. Damn close.
Yeah,
really close.
So we got to ding Richie. Apparently what John's been doing
is... Yeah, Elliot nailed it on Friday, too.
Yeah, John doesn't deserve the credit we've been giving him.
We've been so impressed by it, too. You know?
We're making it out like he's, Nostradamus.
Like, oh, man, he almost got it right again.
It's all the time. All right, Jody, if you get this next one, like, I'll give you, you haven't looked, right? You haven't looked at the results?
Looked at anything, no.
I'll give you $1,000.
Really?
Ooh. If you go 4 for 4 with the exact percentages. No, you're not going to, but let's see if you can get close. So the question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the Sixers with the third pick in the draft? Let's all go on the record ourselves. All right, Rhea, the four choices are, choice A is you're a 1 to 2 out of 10. That's where I am, a 1 to 2 out of 10. Then the second grouping is a 3 to 5 out of 10. Then 6 to 8, and then super excited 9 to 10. How would you frame your excitement level, Ray?
3 to 5. I mean, I'm curious to see who they're going to draft, but I expect this organization to ruin everything.
I would say I'm more curious than excited. I am curious.
I'm really not excited. No,
I'm really not. James, which grouping would you pick?
Yeah, I was going, but I'm like 2 to 3, so I was like going between those two. If I had to vote, I'd probably lean towards the 3, so I'd go 3 to 5. Okay. But I'm on the bottom end of that.
And Jody, you're 6 to 8 on the bottom end of that.
On the bottom end of 6 to 8. Yes.
All right, $1,000 if you get all four percentage is exactly right. Which grouping wins, first off?
Smallest percentage, I'll go top to bottom. Smallest percentage will be those fools that hang with Joe DeCamera.
They are.
So I will go...
James is whispering it to him in his ear.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
17%, 1-2.
All right, you ready for this, Jody? So you're already wrong on that. But you are right to start with that. But 47% of people are a 1 or 2.
Really?
Yeah, people, they're not into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I thought that would be the smallest number.
Almost a majority.
The next, it's almost. The next smallest number would be 9-10.
No, you just go right on down the line. So 1-2 is 47%. 3-5 is 23%. 6-8 is 17%.
Wow, and I'm only at 17% at 6-8.
Yeah. The truly excited, a 9 or a 10 out of 10, only 13% of people. The Sixers have brought down on the Sixers. Yeah, they've brought people to their knees. I mean, you just can't take it anymore. I'll tell you what I can take. An apology. When I have to say to Nick in Bucks County, Nick, sir, I apologize to you, to your daughter, to your house, your home, and your entire family's history. Sir, I can't wait till we hear this chant from you and your daughter.
Yes, sir. This is in honor of you guys giving away those cool tickets and for Father's Day.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Eagles!
Oh, that's outstanding.
Very good.
Nick,
very
well nice. Done. Nick, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Lana.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Good work. Nice. Good work. All right, Nick, thank you for the phone call, bud. And again, I apologize. I hung up earlier. I forgot about the chant. Thanks, pal.
Have a great day.
You got it, man. All right. He's got a shout for drop of the week.
That's a great name.
It's that or Ben Davis crying?
That's not right.
All right, let's go to Greg right now. Greg, good morning. Greggy. All right, Greg not there, not ready to go. We go to Rob. He's calling from Delco. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I got a haymaker for the end for the answer, but real quick, I'm in the super excited range. I'm in that 13% range. I'm a glutton for punishment. Maybe that's what it is, but I don't know. I just, like, as much as I complain, I want to cast them off. I just get sucked in every year.
Rob, what makes this one different for me is how long it's been. And, like, for instance, when they had top three picks or thereabout, Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, Okafor. I'm just using that group, and I'm not going back to Iverson or Van Horn. Yeah, Embiid. I was into it because, like, you knew in September the quest was to have a top three pick. I mean, it was the goal. This past year, the goal was to win a championship. Like, the goal was to win a championship, and the fact that they finished with the third pick in the draft is so inglorious that I derive zero excitement from it. Zero.
Trivia. Where did Keith Van Horn go to college, Joe?
He went to Utah. Come
sure
on,
did.
Man.
All right,
Rob, what Sixer was his teammate at Utah?
What Sixer was his teammate? Mm-mm. That's a beat to have. I have no idea.
Come on. The Sixers traded Allen Iverson to acquire him.
From the Denver Nuggets?
Uh-huh. MacMan?
Utah Denver Nugget?
Utah College.
Right.
Yeah. Denver Nugget, Sixers trade. Might have been a three-way trade. Come on, Seltzer.
That's embarrassing. Kenny Thomas was in my head, but he wasn't traded for Iverson, so I don't know.
Sixers traded Iverson for this player and 2 first-round draft picks. 2006 or 7. Come on. Him and Iguodala.
Andre Miller.
Did somebody just tell you?
Yes.
Oh, Seltzer, you're such a loser.
Tucker Bagley.
It was the Andre Iguodala, Andre Miller thing.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
For about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, Andre Miller.
I forgot he was
there
Utah.
There is a lot of useless information.
Andre Miller was a damn good player.
Too much. Ray, I'm ashamed of my brain.
You should be.
I know, I really am.
Who is his teammate at Utah? Yeah.
can we hit the camera with a trivia question?
Let's do it. Yeah.
I just looked this up because
Jody, who you're talking to.
How many minor league games this player had played in the outfield? Because all three of you said the exact same time. Oh, they're going to put him in left field.
Said they're going to throw him in outfield.
Yeah. No, he said he's got to learn outfield. Yeah. They said give him a glove is what I said.
Yeah. Give him
and
a glove.
I'm saying it's kind of a tough thing to do on a major league level. Here, go play left field. What is Otto Kemp's middle name?
I actually know this.
I know it.
Yeah, it's a great middle name.
Right. They know it. You don't?
Joe, I'll give you $10,000 if you get it.
I'm going to go with just because my mom did this, so I'll go with it. Because my mom was Claire Claire. I'm going to go with Otto.
Otto?
Yeah, Otto Otto.
It's no, that Severson. Severson? I've never heard anyone called Severson
well,
before.
It's got to be like a mom's maiden name or something. I was thinking that's my guess, at least. Okay. It's a guess. I don't know.
But. Do you guys know Douglas MacArthur's son?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His name. Let's see if Robin Delco. Rob, what is Douglas MacArthur's son's name?
Dougie Fresh. I don't know, Joe.
I like
that's a
that.
Good guess.
Jody. Douglas MacArthur named
MacArthur
his son.
MacArthur MacArthur.
No, Arthur MacArthur.
MacArthur. I like it.
Oh, no.
Hey,
why?
When I was a kid, it's not cool, my father used to pimp me all the time and go, "You know, I could still change your name back to Ronald, son." he would say that once a month when I do something or say something to tick him off.
I love it. All right, Rob, you can win these tickets for the Eagles thing. Give me a scene with a dad.
All right, I think I'm going to go with a haymaker. It might be a cry like a Ben Davis cry, maybe not a sloppy cry like a Richie cry, but maybe there were some guys that did it. The scene in Armageddon at the end.
Oh, yeah.
When Bruce Willis gets on the screen with his daughter and says he has to break his promise. He's not going to be able to come back home. And AJ, Ben Affleck, is going to have to take care of his daughter.
That's a big answer. I mean, talk about a tearjerker. That's a tough one. All right, Rob, excellent phone call right there.
Ugly
I like that.
Cry.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't think of Bruce Willis as the break the promise guy. But he does, and he does it.
Harry Stamper.
Yeah, and were they married, meaning?
No.
They weren't married yet, but they're headed to being married.
Yeah, we don't know. Remember at the beginning of the movie, you didn't even know they were together, remember?
Yeah. All right. Before we get to Time's Yours, I always do five questions with the Mac Man when Jody is here. All right, Jody, I got to play it one more time because it was a really cool way for the U.S. Open to end yesterday. For those that missed it, a 64-foot putt to win the U.S. Open.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
It's outrageous. J.J. Spawn rolls in a 64-foot putt to win the U.S. Open. All right, so Jody, here's the fifth question and five questions with the Mac Man. In honor of J.J. Spawn winning that, taking off all the team sports, of which obviously the things we talk the most about are basketball, baseball, football, and hockey, all the individuals, the golf, the tennis, all the Olympics, anything that's individual in sports, you get to win boxing, you can be the heavyweight champ, anything. You get to win one. You're the best in the world at one of them. Which one are you picking?
Just individual, not
individual.
Team sports.
You can win Wimbledon. You can win the freestyle. You can win the Masters. You can win the 100-meter dash. You get to win one individual sport. Which one do you want to win?
Yeah, I'm putting on the green jacket.
Green jacket?
That was my gut instinct, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Seltzer,
cool
what about you?
Be?
What about you? Will you be the green jacket?
So my gut instinct was that, and I'm not even a big golfer, but just the idea to put on the green jacket and win the Masters, like, that seems so cool. When you said the 100-meter thing, though, my head went to, wait a minute, I could say I'm the fastest man in the world?
Mm-hmm.
This is a really fun question.
What about heavyweight champ?
Yeah, well, that one you got to take a
30
beating.
30 years ago, you
I don't
do
know if
to,
I want to take the
take
beating.
Beat.
Yeah,
take,
I mean,
what would you know?
Wimbledon. I love tennis. I'm a big tennis, so Wimbledon would be mine.
It's a big one.
By the way, you know what the coolest, craziest story about J.J. Spawn from yesterday
What's
was?
That?
Because it was Father's Day.
Yep.
He began the morning at 3 a.m. at the CVS getting medicine for his daughter who was throwing up.
That's unbelievable.
And then went out and won the U.S. Open.
Well, congrats to J.J. Spawn. A lot of people never heard of him until yesterday, but he won the U.S. Open. All right, coming up in 1 minute, time's yours. Time's yours up ahead in a minute. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire and Service. You guys know the deal in the summer, June and July and August. It means a lot of road trips. You know, this month, obviously, people are cranking it up or getting ready for a road trip, beach weekend, tailgates, you name it. It's all there. It's grill and go time at United Tire and Service. Before you hit the road, make sure your car is ready. Buy two or more tires and get $50 off any service that your car needs. I repeat, if you buy two or more tires, you get 50 bucks. I mean, basically 50 bucks free, if you will. 50 bucks off any service your car needs. Might be an alignment, brakes, top-of-the-line road hazard coverage. Whatever it is, United Tire will take care of it. They've got it covered for you. From oil changes to inspections to new tires and everything in between, the team at United Tire and Service is the best in the business. So make sure you visit unitedtire.com. 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Find the location nearest you and get yourself there anytime you need your car serviced at unitedtire.com.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only. From Xfinity Mobile, let's hit it with Tom Schreiber.
Making Zach Wheeler a closer might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard for this team. Like, because he's retiring in 2 years? Okay, so I'd rather throw him 250 innings. If I only have 2.5 years left of Zach Wheeler, why am I trying to limit him so much? Absolutely crazy.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, Jody said to me, if he was Rivera, would I do it? Well, yeah, if he's Rivera. But no, I have no desire to put him in the bullpen.
So I'm just curious. Joel Embiid had surgery back in April, and we were supposed to get an update 6 weeks later from all the report. Where's all our Sixers insiders? Where is all the NBA guys? What is going on? What is happening? Is he okay? Does he need another surgery? Can we get some kind of an update from somebody out there?
It's a great point. Question, rhetorical or otherwise, I agree with you, sir. It certainly doesn't sound good with the sound of silence.
Good morning, guys and girls. Is Joe DeCamera, did he come in drunk this morning, not having Jalen Hurts on the list of 11? I just don't understand it. Anyway, guys, have a good day. Time's yours.
I mean,
are you drunk?
Defies logic.
Okay, let me see. Am I drunk? Let me find a good drop for this one. Here we go. You ready? Am I drunk?
Yes! Oh, yes!
No, I wish. With that, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
James, I like that idea. Someone, I forget who said it last week, that we should have Zoom off and now it's the me versus Fritz thing.
Such a good idea.
Right?
I love that. I mean, it would add so much to it.
It would. It'd be fun. You know, we got some time. We'll reach out to them. So hopefully we do the golf soon. I stand ready, or in this case, sit ready, for me versus Fritz in golf.
Will that be the first one?
Yeah, it's going to be the first one. I'm going to be on the afternoon show later today to do this top 10 thing.
Look at this.
So let me see here. Let me look at my phone if we nail down a time.
I'm sure that should be a raucous interview.
It will be. 4 o'clock today.
All right.
So we'll
set your alarms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know Mike's just going to kill me.
They're all going to. It's going to be
they're
like
gonna kill me.
They're going to come at you.
Mike's going to totally agree with me. Fritz
no, with
agree
the Hurts
with
thing, but in general, they'll come after you.
Well, that's their style, which
that's
is
that's what
shame.
I'm saying. That's
well, it just
style.
Shows how low self esteem they have. I mean, they're like the sophomore in high school that's a bully. And you know, Jody, because you know the bully that's sophomore in high school, normally they are on the bigger side, but what they typically are is the low self esteem person. And that's what the afternoon show reminds me of. It's okay. I mean,
so,
you know.
So now you're throwing all of them in. You did this with Jack last week. Now it's all three of the afternoon guys, low self-esteem guys.
Jody,
I'll be listening at 4 o'clock.
I don't think Ike suffers from low self-esteem.
No,
yeah, no.
No, I don't.
Not even close.
I don't either, actually. Nor should he. He's got a lot to be esteemed about. All right. We need a winning answer. Best scene from a movie or a show with a dad being a dad. Is it as simple as the unveil of Darth Vader? As the dad. I mean, I would think that's probably the answer, right? I mean, the Fresh Prince scene is great We got multiple pursuits of happiness, which are good. We got American Pie with, you know, the pie.
Mufasa. I think it's probably Star Wars.
I think it has to be. Desiree, congratulations. I mean, that is a whopper of a scene. Now, I do think Luke's reaction, put another way, Mark Hamill's reaction takes away a little bit. But, I mean, come on. How do you beat that? Desiree, congratulations. You are headed to see this this Eagles concert at the Man with the Philadelphia Orchestra and the championship celebrated. We're going to give away more of those tickets throughout the week, so stay tuned. The rest of the days we'll do that. Mac, man, love having you in here when you're filling for John.
Yeah, tell John Ritchie, great meeting him the other day, which was funny.
Hilarious.
I had met John previously once in passing in our old home down at the 400 Market Street, but he'd completely forgotten it. But I said, no, I met you once, because he's, I've never met Jody before. Yeah, once. So tell John,
I will.
Sorry I missed him. We will meet again someday.
I love it. Everyone have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next. Of course, the Phillies later on tonight, so watch that. We'll be talking about it all tomorrow. And we will actually start getting into this NBA draft thing. But I am struck by how little interest most people seem to have. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.